Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free. As we launch here into hour number two of the program, once again, the number is 800-259-9231. We continue with your phone call. Stephen in Colorado is on the line with us. You're on Free Talk Live. Stephen. Hello, Stephen. In Colorado, going once. Stephen in Colorado. He's gone. Let's try Adam in Maryland. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nick, and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Adam. What's on your mind tonight?
I know you guys like these stupid laws and businesses combating them stories, so here's one for you.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right. So here in Maryland, there's this adult bookstore. It's the only one in this particular county that's been there, and the government and people have been fighting it for 11 years trying to get it shut down.
Man, the stuff those guys go through just to sell a porn tape is amazing.
Yep. You know, it's a bookstore, lingerie, DVDs, that type of thing.
Right.
And it's the only one in the county, like I said, and they spent $190,000 so far trying to fight this.
Wow.
What are they fighting? Just getting shut down somehow?
One little adult bookstore.
I see. The county has spent almost $200,000 combating the adult bookstore's existence.
Oh, I thought it was the adult bookstore that spent the money. Which one is
it? I don't know what they've spent, but yeah, the county spent that.
Oh, okay.
Of course, it's easy for them to spend the money because it's not theirs.
Right.
Exactly. Yep, so the first thing they did was they said, you know, no adult stores or whatever within 500 feet of schools, churches, parks, and houses, which limited to about 1% in the county.
And then schools, parks, churches, and houses?
Yep.
I see.
And so then they took that to court, and it was ruled unconstitutional. The Maryland Court of Appeals, of course.
That's good.
And then now the next plan of action, they said, okay, there can be no adult oriented stores that have at least 20% stock. So guess what the some other things in the article. A pastor said porn is the major destroyer of marriages. Are they just pulling that out of their butt when they say
no,
that?
The major destroyer of marriages is financial situations. One partner, the partners just don't get along on financial issues. One's a spender, one's a saver, you know, that kind of thing. It lends a lot of stress.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And there was no mention of the First Amendment in this article. I was thinking about this. You know, the freedom of the press.
Right. They wouldn't bother mentioning that.
Yeah, wouldn't that include distribution as well?
It absolutely does. You're free to those people are free to sell that stuff if that's what they want to do.
But it's offensive. I'm offended by it. I mean, you know, if there was ever a relationship that was broken up and one of the members of that relationship attributed it to the fact that the other member was looking at pornography, that wasn't the porn that ended that relationship. It was the couple's inability to, I guess, deal with one another's habits and personal situations.
I have heard of a situation, a friend of mine's daughter, you know, he claimed that their marriage was broken up over porn, and basically the guy would, sit in there and watch online porn when he had what was really a, by the way, a hot wife in the other room. He just didn't feel like, you know, that was the direction he wanted to go. But, you know, that's that guy's problem. It's not, you're going to find porn anyway. Even if you shut down the adult bookstore, there's plenty of porn on the internet. What difference does it make?
Well, yeah, exactly. So if you're tired of, for whatever reason, you don't want to spend time with your attractive significant other and you feel like going and off by yourself to spend time with pornography or your video collection or a book, and it doesn't even have to be pornography. If you're not giving the attention that your partner is looking for, then that's going to lead to a problem. Whatever the item is that you are giving attention to as opposed to giving it to your partner, of course they're going to blame the item, but really the relationship. Something was wrong there in the first place.
Yeah, something's wrong.
So guess what these guys did? Guess what the business did?
Okay, the porn store. What'd they do?
And yeah, you said something about 20% stock, and I didn't quite understand.
20% stock.
So what does that mean, 20% stock?
If more than 20% or at least 20% of your stock is adult-oriented material,
I see.
Then the store can't remain open.
Okay.
That was their newest, I don't know when they passed this bill, but it was probably earlier this year and it went into effect recently.
Mm-hmm.
This is a front-page story here in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
So guess they took every little square inch of space that they have in the store, including the basin, which they weren't using ever for the past 11 years.
Yeah.
and they got used books from, you know, libraries and Amazon or whatever. Hopefully they use Free Talk Live, right? And they just stocked it with books that had nothing to do with adult material. And they're circumventing the law. And you wouldn't believe how angry these lawmakers are about it.
I'm sure they're very angry, and I'm glad they've won that case in the past, but it's just so sad to see them jump through all these hoops that these government bureaucrats are putting up. I mean, they had to go out and spend who knows how much money trying to bring that extra stock into their store so they would qualify to be a legal store. I mean, you were legal when you opened the store, and now they're trying to run you out of business. They're just going to keep coming back with more and more and more until you get so tired of dealing with it that you fold up and you go somewhere else, or you just keep jumping through the damn hoops and you end up running out of money. There's no way that they can win on this one. I mean, they deserve to be applauded for their tenacity in this particular case, but all they're doing is just extracting unnecessary money from these people. I mean, the government's not seeing the money, but they are, you know, they're bleeding this company dry.
Yeah, I
don't know wasn't the First Amendment brought into this in the article. Like, it seems as if the article was, like, written totally against the sex company.
You know, it may very well have been. I mean, they may perceive that the viewpoint of their readers is going to be relatively old, you know, newspapers, right? They have older readers, and so they may feel as though it's pandering to their readers to take a sort of a negative position on the porn store.
That or the writer, because in today's edition, they had some couple that used to live in Baltimore wrote a sex book about something or other, and I'm like, okay, that's nice.
I wish that a business like that would just say, screw you. We're going to keep doing business. If you want to send in the cops to arrest us, it'd be cheaper for them to get arrested a few times than it would to go through all the, you know, jump through all these damn hoops. We're just going to keep coming back and reopening the doors.
I know what you're saying, but the public opinion would not go for the adult bookstore. They'd just say, oh, they're seedy people.
No press is bad press. I think I'll go there and patronize and get a copy of the Bible or something, you know?
Yeah, they've got to use copies of it.
Thanks, dude.
Hey, let us know what happens if you hear anything more on that, okay?
All right, will.
Thanks, Adam, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I understand, Mark, that, you know, you think the public wouldn't necessarily in any way stand up for the bookstore, and you're probably right. But
In New Hampshire, they would.
You think?
Well, we would.
Certainly.
Free State Project members would.
The
activists
certainly would.
It would make
up
a big stink.
But it's just so sad to see these things happen. Why? They're going to run you out of business, right? I mean, eventually they're going to pass some law that just
makes it too difficult,
or the complying with that particular law would become too expensive. And then you're just going to have to close your doors. So if you get to the point in your business, this is what you love, this is what you wanted to do, you know, you wanted to create this business and service the horny men and women of Baltimore. And so you did it, and now they're shutting you down. So since you have nothing else to lose at this point, then why bother continuing to comply? Why not just say, screw you, we're going to keep opening our doors, what are you going to do about it? And then find out what they do about it. And maybe you can rally some of your customers, though it seems unlikely because, again, most porn consumers are...
Right, they have parking in the back for a reason.
Right, they want to be anonymous. They're wearing dark glasses and hats when they come into the store. They don't want anybody to see them there because there's this stigma attached to pornography. And so I don't know how much support they would get within the community, but damn, if you're going to go out of business, what do you have to lose at that point? 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Am I off on that? I mean, if you've got nothing left to lose, why not?
I see the point. I mean, but if you've emotionally got to the point where you think that you've lost, I can see why somebody would be like, oh, let's just shut the doors. I'm going to go work at UPS.
800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Some companies that I guess some have come close to shutting their doors. Maybe some have actually shut their doors. The tomato growers of America have been under siege by the FDA recently, and there's some interesting news about that particular story. Plus, Stephen's back. We'll try him and your calls as well. Ladies first, if you make the call, it's Free Talk Live.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224. 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Do you stay up late worrying about your teen driver? Do you need to know the exact location of a loved one or a company vehicle? What can you do if your vehicle becomes one of the thousands annually targeted for theft? Now you can log into your own personal website and view the exact location of your vehicle, stationary or moving, in real time, 24 hours a day. Introducing NowTrack, a revolutionary new GPS vehicle tracking device that requires no activation fee, no monthly fee, and no contract. Your NowTrack device is designed for self-installation discreetly in any vehicle using state-of-the-art GPS. Track your vehicle via the internet or text message in all 50 states, plus Canada, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Priced at $359. Your NowTrack device is shipped active with unlimited tracking for the first year. We offer free same-day shipping and a 30-day completely risk-free trial. Purchase your NowTrack anytime online at NowTrack.com. That's NowTrack.com. Or call us at 877-NOWTRACK. That's 877-669-8725.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And those features include the bulletin board system. Get interactive with over 350,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. www.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. As we go to your phone calls, Stephen is on the line in Colorado. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live.
I have a liberal friend who is starting to lean towards the idea of purely private education. And the reason is that he is also, like me, he's an atheist. He is he's a little more into it, I would say, than I am. I'm rather an apathetic atheist. He's a little more into it.
Okay.
And he is very much into the whole church-state argument, you know, the prayer in schools, the teaching of creationism versus evolution. You know, he watched the that Dover case like a hawk when they were trying to put intelligent design in the schools, and he, you know, and then the Ten Commandments in the classroom and things like that. And I told him, I said, listen, you know, I came from that background too, that liberal background, and schools were the second issue that kind of I just kind of made that jump. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that was the reason why, because once you get rid of the government schools, all of that stuff is over with. There is no more creation evolution debate. There is
yep.
no more debate as to whether or not the Ten Commandments need to be in the classroom or there should be
exactly.
teacher-led prayer in school or any kind of prayer.
No more debate because everybody gets what they want in the marketplace because the religious guys can send their kids to the ultra-religious schools and the
exactly.
atheist guys like your friend can send their kids to some sort of secular school or homeschool
right.
or whatever. The marketplace will provide all of that. And the only way that he wouldn't be amicable toward that particular viewpoint is if he wanted to foist his atheism on everybody else.
Yeah, which he does not. He wants there to be, you know, if you ask him, the typical science curriculum should say, you know, very bluntly, but, you know, not dogmatically, that this is why we know evolution is true. Evolution is true because of this, that, and the other thing. Or he would not say true. He tends to shy away from those kind of words. He would say, you know, something more like factual. But he's not into that, you know, waving the flag of atheism thing. He just wants there to be purely secularized public schools. And so I've been kind of working on it a little bit. And now you can guess what his stumbling block is.
The poor?
The poor.
Okay.
How on earth are the poor going to get educated?
It's a great question.
First off, this is where I always go with this, is schools are essentially welfare for middle and upper middle class people. They're not
mm-hmm.
for the poor.
Right.
Now, certainly poor people send their kids to public school, but what that is an issue of welfare, not an issue of public schools. And if we could even get middle class people that could pay for their kids to go to school, to pay, we'd cut the heck out of public school funding. Even if a town just put together a scholarship program for, you know, those in financial need, we'd be a lot better off.
Still, but that's a pretty weak response, Mark, because you're still calling for some sort of governmental involvement.
I'm
here.
Not calling for that, but I'm saying that you're not addressing the problem. You're saying that we should all go to mediocre, crappy schools where they want to teach religion in order that the poor have a place to go.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in the free marketplace, everybody will have the money that they earn and to be able to spend it and save it in the way they deem appropriate, as opposed to what we have today, where a significant chunk, my biggest expense every month is property taxes. A significant chunk goes to these government
bureaucrats. The biggest expense in the property taxes is schools.
That's true. So a significant chunk of my income goes to these bureaucrats to make arbitrary decisions. I'd much rather make those choices with my own money. And we've seen
sure.
that Americans are the most charitable people on the face of the planet. So it's quite clear that when Americans have more money in their pocket, they are more than willing to spend that money on charitable efforts. And one of those charitable efforts can certainly be educating those who are in need of a little bit of assistance to get themselves an education.
I mean, everybody wants to have educated people in their community.
Right. And now we pay probably, I don't know, $5,000 in property taxes or something like that per year.
Yep.
We are homeschooling our daughter. She is just this year. This last year was her first year being homeschooled. And it costs $450 for
the entire year.
I mean, dynamic, excellent, wonderful curriculum.
Who is
wow.
it? You know, what organization is it?
It's a place called, you know, my wife set the whole thing up. I wish I could remember.
Okay.
They're out of Florida. and they are somehow linked up with the Homeschool Superstore, which I believe is homeschoolsuperstore.com.
Okay.
I can't remember the name of these folks, but they will design you a course. We were on the phone a total of between three phone calls. We were on the phone with them for 4.5 hours, and they even talked to my daughter to find out what she was interested in.
Neat.
What sort of stuff turned her on. And now, I was thinking, you know, a lot of people say, well, there's the opportunity cost of, okay, if I have to quit my job, now, you know, this homeschool doesn't cost me $500, it cost me $25,000 because I had to quit my job.
If that's the way somebody looks at it, then I don't know if they should even be having kids. I mean, wouldn't you want to spend time at home with your kids?
Right. Look at the opportunity cost, you know, the opportunity value when you look at the idea of being the number one person in your child's life.
Seems priceless to me.
What did you have one for?
That is an excellent point. But where I was going, and don't think I'm blowing you off, that was an excellent point. But where I was going was, right now it is illegal for you to homeschool anybody, well, in my state anyway, anybody other than your own kid. If we got rid of all these rules, mm-hmm. what we could do is me and my neighbors right now, who are paying about $5,000 a piece, all the homes worth about the same, could pool together, and instead of doing that, we could just pay one of the neighbors to stay home and homeschool.
Sure.
All the kids in the neighborhood.
That would essentially be a school, and I can see why the bureaucrats would hate that idea.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're
in
competition.
Yeah.
The teachers union, who has a heck of a lot more pull than you and I ever will, you know, they're thoroughly entrenched. They hate that idea.
Well, it'd be really interesting to see in the free marketplace, if we had a free market in education, who would be the best at educating. Would we see these, you know, behemoth McDonald's of education? Would they be the most efficient at it with, you know, big classroom sizes or whatever? Or would we see these sort of neighborhood schools of just families, very small classes?
House moms essentially stay home and run very small classes.
Yeah.
That's how churches get going. My wife, essentially, they moved to a little town that had almost nobody living in it, and they sort of created a church out of thin air. It was in the back of a pottery shop for a long time, and now it's the biggest church in town. We have a town of 35,000 people. Now it's the biggest church in town. So I think that that's an excellent, if you could look at the churches as a metaphor for how
a lot of churches have schools, right? A lot of churches have schools.
It does, yes.
Another perfect example of how the charitable factor might come in to where the churches could be the fundraising arms. And I understand your atheist friend probably wouldn't care too much for that idea, but there would be nothing stopping him and his atheist buddies from, you know, doing an atheist scholarship.
Not a lot of local atheist organizations.
Start one, though. You know, if that's
the way to go.
If that's your objection, is that, hey, there's too many churches paying for scholarships.
Get in with the Unitarian Universalists. Most half of them are atheists.
That's a great point. Hey, thank you for the call, Stephen. Great conversation. You can take control of the airwaves. We'll check in with the tomato situation in moments.
Life has changed. We're not 21 anymore. We have responsibilities. That's why there's Drinkin' Made Hangover Defense. Sure, we've done our share of partying. Now, kicking back with the neighbors and a few beers is more our style. But let's face it, as we get older, even that can leave us feeling run down the next morning. With Drinkin' Mate, you can have a few drinks tonight without waking up feeling like you had a few. Drinkin' Mate's patented and proven formula of guava leaf extract has antioxidants and other unique properties that help prevent the headache, queasy stomach, and dehydration even a few drinks can leave behind. Just dissolve one Drinkin' Mate in water and take it before bed. It's that easy. The next morning, bring on the responsibilities. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense is available at retailers nationwide. Pick up some today. Remember your Drinkin' Mate and wake up feeling great.
With the hot and muggy season upon us, most people shut their windows to stay cool. The problem is, the air you breathe inside your home is not as clean as outdoor air. And who wants an ugly, plastic, noisy air purifier taking up space in their beautiful home? Well, there is an alternative. Himalayan crystal salt lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps are handmade from the most prized salts on the planet. With so many various lamps to choose from, your home will look good and you'll feel great. Visit IonicSalts.com today to see for yourself the true beauty of Himalayan crystal salt lamps. Ionic Salts also carries gourmet table salts and a wide variety of bath salts for even more relaxation. Ionic Salts provides free shipping along with a 15% discount on orders of $100 or more. Offered exclusively to GCN listeners by entering coupon code GCN. I-O-N-I-C-N. Visit IonicSalts.com. That's I-O-N-I-C-Salts.com. Ionic Salts. See the beauty. Breathe the difference.
Okay, here we go. If you're listening right now, you're one lucky person because you're going to get a free bottle of Omega Berry Fish Oil from Purity Products. Now, to find out how to claim your free bottle, give us a call right now, 1-800-479-6961. That's right. Purity Products is doing a $1 million radio giveaway of ultra-pure Omega Berry Fish Oil capsules because they want everyone to experience the health benefits of pharmaceutical-grade Omega Berry Fish Oil. Now, everyone knows fish oil is important for heart health, but it also has powerful benefits for wrinkled skin, joints, even focus and concentration. And with up to 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil, well, you're going to feel the difference. So now's your chance. Experience the miracle of fish oil yourself with your free bottle. Call right now and we'll also send you free skin rejuvenating serum for fine lines and wrinkles. For your free bottle and free serum, call now. 1-800-479-6961. 1-800-479-6961. 1-800-479-6961.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TebowTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TebowTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TebowTech Essentials Package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TebowTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. The features, by the way, include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head on over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. Just head on over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about what AMP stands for. It's advertise, market, and promote. And the purpose of the program is to help Free Talk Live get on more stations and bring more Internet listeners on board, thereby exposing more people to the wonderful message of freedom and liberty. And you get perks, too. Like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. Go get all the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. The latest on the tomato situation in moments, but first, Paula is on the line in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Paula.
Yeah, hi, hon. It's not the tomatoes. We found out some information. This stuff, they do not know what it is. It's not a bacteria. It's not a virus. CDC, they're furious. And they said there's nothing they can do. They don't know what to do. There's no medicine for it. And so anyway, you're just
going to have going to die, Paula?
No, they said you have to just run its course. And they said it lasts from a week to a month. But anyway, I've talked to the hospitals. And
now, is this the stuff that you thought was the fecal sickness last
week? Well, it's some type of a sickness that we don't know. Now we found out they don't know what it is. It's not a bacteria. It's not a virus.
Now, your husband has come down with this, right?
Yeah, he's got it, yeah.
How's he feeling?
Yeah, how's he doing?
He's doing better.
Oh, that's
but
good.
Anyway, it's just got
hey, if everybody gets better, then there's no problem, right? Then there's it's not even an issue.
Well, some people have died because they got dehydrated.
There's always some people that are going to die.
Yeah.
You
anyway,
can't
it's
help
spread
that,
almost all over the whole country. But the thing is, we don't know where it came from.
Yeah, it's funny.
Nobody does.
I've not seen any of it up here in New Hampshire. Maybe the New Hampshireites are immune. Maybe it's going on everywhere.
It got as far as Virginia. I know that last Sunday. It was
you
at,
poor,
Virginia.
Poor folks in the South, man. You guys
and then
are always
it went
taking
as far
it on
as North
the chin.
Dakota.
It's the muggy weather.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's some more news I got to tell you.
Is there? All right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I just got some information. China has complete control of us now. They said everything they have made us. Wait a minute. Don't laugh. This is serious. Every chip that they have made for us has a back door. They have control over our computers. They can control our planes, everything.
They
force Air Force
That's
One
pretty
down.
Hardcore. They forced Air Force One down?
Cheney
Damn, why didn't they crash
Cheney,
it into the Pacific?
Listen to me. Cheney was coming back from somewhere.
They had
control of the
this
plane.
This is such
actually,
nonsense.
Cheney flies Air Force Two.
This is actually true. I can give you the person's number to call if you
wait
want.
Wait a minute. Paula, wait a minute. If the Chinese could control every single computer in America, then
they've
why wouldn't they just force Air Force Two down into a flaming ball of fire
let
or force it down into the ocean?
Let her go on
let
with
me
this
tell you what happened.
Crazy
Kenner story. It came down. They thought that there was some type of mechanical problem, and they said, Mr. Cheney, we brought your plane down. Anyway, they have a back door to everything.
Look out!
I can let you know who to get in touch with if you want to talk to him.
Yeah, who's that?
Okay.
Jimbo.
Do you know who End Time Press is?
Goodness, I don't, and I've heard enough.
Okay,
I tell you I'm not going to call them. Anybody by the name in End Time Press.
End Time Press.
As in the end
in
time.
In time.
Paula? She's gone. Is it the End Time or In Time Press, Paula?
It just said End Time Press.
E-N-D as in the end. It is the end. Yes, and this is the end of your call for tonight. Thank you, Paula. 800-259-9231. Well, let's see here. Her allegation tonight was that the Chinese can control every single computer chip they have ever manufactured.
But by what mechanism?
Theoretically, I guess it would be the Internet, right? I mean, so it'd have to be chips that are connected to the Internet.
Well, it doesn't sound impossible. It seems like you could create, creating a chip, you could certainly create some kind of backdoor in that
it
chip.
It is possible, but it seems very unlikely that something like that would happen. And certainly if it were
and
true.
And once we found out about it, then, people would be advertising their chips that are, backdoor free chips.
That much is true. And we would probably find out about it in a much more significant way than allegations, from Paula in Florida about what allegedly happened to Dick Cheney's airplane. I mean, if you can force airplanes out of the sky and do other sort of havoc-wreaking things, why would you choose such a lightweight thing? Why not just let it loose? Why not just destroy things and
trying to send a message and give us a warning.
Well, then you think that ABC News would be reporting on this. But no, Press, they're the ones with the scoop.
It sounds like really interesting fiction.
Yeah. 800-259-9231.
And that's what I love Paula's calls for. Is
fiction?
They can
fictional
be really,
component?
Really interesting fiction.
So, tomatoes. Now, this is something that I had intended to cover, but it was just one of those stories that got lost in the shuffle. We never really got to it when it was actually really happening. This FDA crackdown on the tomato growers and distributors in America. You guys familiar with this?
I'm not. I knew that they were going to do something about the contaminated tomatoes.
No, I had heard that the FDA was investigating and was going to take action, but I didn't hear what the action had turned out to be.
Unfortunately, it's not the most important thing in my life, that's kind of how Americans view these things, and that's why the government keeps on growing.
Right, because for the tomato growers, it is the most important thing in their lives, and their businesses have been pretty severely affected by this. The story is all over the place. This one happens to be from ABC News. An investigation into whether tainted tomatoes caused more than 850 people to get sick from salmonella is broadening instead of narrowing, prompting consumers and food safety officials alike to express frustration today. One of the bureaucrats at the FDA said the pace of this investigation has been frustratingly slow. Is that frustratingly slow in comparison to the normal, very slow pace of government? Because government doesn't do anything very quickly.
Yeah, rarely.
Are you surprised by this, Mr. Bureaucrat?
Well, he's upset that other people are taking longer. You know, the government can take as long as it wants.
Food safety officials with the FDA and the CDC said salmonella has left 869 people ill since April. They also said that while tomatoes are the lead suspect, they aren't yet certain tomatoes are to blame for the illness. According to the Western Growers Association, their CEO says, before you can say it's an outbreak and to stop eating tomatoes, there should be certain evidence that that is exactly true. And until that's done, they should reserve judgment. But they didn't. Federal officials first announced a salmonella?
Salmonella is how I say it. But
salmonella. When you're talking about the fish, it's salmon, though, right?
Right.
Okay. Salmonella illnesses months ago, centering their investigation on certain types of raw tomatoes. Since then, food safety inspectors have traveled to tomato farms in Mexico and Florida as the number of sick people continued to rise. Now, this story doesn't really talk about the business fallout that came as a result of this, but I know that Julia came home from, she works at a restaurant during the daytime, and she told me that they had to throw out their tomatoes. And they weren't the only ones. There were businesses all around the country that were just destroying stocks of tomatoes based on the word of the FDA that tomatoes were responsible for this outbreak of salmonella.
Yeah, and that's what we were all led to believe.
Right. So a lot of tomato growing businesses have been seriously impacted by this. The customers are freaked out. You know, if the government people get on the airwaves and the media, of course, they just parrot things. So whatever the government says, the media parrots out. And so if the media is parroting out this government press release that says, "Look out, Americans, the next tomato you eat may get you sick." Well, what do you think Americans are going to do?
Are tomatoes killing our children? News at 11.
Yeah. And, you know, it doesn't matter if it's just a warning or that they're just investigating. The way the stories get spun is that tomatoes could be making you sick. You should stay away from tomatoes until FDA officials say otherwise. Well, now the FDA officials are saying, oh, looks like we might have made a mistake. It may not have even been the tomatoes in the first place.
So but what do they care? It's not their business.
More to the story. Food inspectors, again, have been traveling around to tomato farms, but instead of homing in on what caused the illnesses over the past few months, inspectors now say they aren't even so sure that tomatoes are the culprit. Several illnesses among people who ate at restaurants in Texas and other states have forced investigators to re-examine their initial assumptions, said the CDC. More on the story and your calls as well about what you want to discuss at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com. And try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
If you need real relief from chronic pain due to arthritis, back, neck, or leg pain, improved circulation, or have other health concerns, you need to visit Transformation Technologies by going to BrainTuner.com. Since 1985, Transformation Technologies has been the leader and the number one source for affordable, practical, and effective healing therapy products that will help you live a healthy lifestyle. From their extensive selection of infrared heat therapy products, helping to reduce serious pain and inflammation, to passive aerobic exercisers, Transformation Technologies has what you need. Are you looking for subtle energy products for everyday stress and better mental clarity, or even a way to naturally better sleep without sleeping pills? Visit us online today. Best of all, if you have any questions about any of the products that Transformation Technologies offers, an experienced staff member is here to answer your questions and will help you select the right products to address your special needs. Visit them online today at braintuner.com. That's braintuner, T-U-N-E-R.com.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Live, you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, we need you to vote for us. We mentioned it in hour number one. We're going to mention it again. You'll hear it several more times throughout the month. Because voting for us at the Podcast Alley rankings is very important. When you go to vote.freetalklive.com, it costs you less than a minute of your time.
Mm-hmm.
And it really helps us out in the rankings. We could be number one again, as we were for so many months. And I guess everybody, including us, just got a little bit lazy on it.
Yeah, we just got used to being number one.
Well, it's easy to think that somebody else is going to vote for you when the show's number one every single month in a row. You figure, well, they don't need my vote. I'll
right.
just spend
one
my
vote
time
doesn't
else.
Count.
But it does, because if everybody thinks that way, then we don't have very many votes. And we know we have more than 100 people listening or whatever. What? How many votes do we have right now, Mark? Like
91.
We don't even have 100 votes. I've got 1,300 people on the email list alone, and, of course, countless thousands are listening to our voices right now.
Right.
So.
If everybody on the email list and the people that were listening now, we'd be so far ahead that no one would ever touch us.
Right. Remember, there was something that brought you in touch with this show, whether it was seeing us as number one on Podcast Alley, finding us on iTunes, or flipping on your car radio. There was something that happened in order to introduce you to Free Talk Live.
Right.
And many, many people were introduced to Free Talk Live via the Podcast Alley rankings when we were number one.
And part of that formula is the Podcast Alley rankings and
right.
being number one.
So we need your help. Go to vote.freetalklive.com and help Free Talk Live dominate the podcast charts again this month. Because we only did fifth place last month.
Yeah.
And we barely pulled out fifth place, like right at the last moment. So, vote.freetalklive.com. Also, there are other simple ways you can help support the show. You can go to promote.freetalklive.com to find those out as well. All right, 800-259-9231, the tomato situation. I don't know if you had heard, but there was a scare. And, of course, the FDA is always the agency that's behind these food-related scares. Somebody gets sick somewhere. The FDA decides to pick a product and then, you know, go after its makers. In this case, tomatoes were chosen as the culprit for several instances of salmonella or salmonella poisoning. And now the FDA, after issuing all kinds of orders to the tomato growers that were in question here and investigating and causing who knows how much kind of cost to the tomato growers associations and these businesses, now they're saying that it might not have even been tomatoes in the first place.
Right. And you know, what can the tomato – are the tomato growers going to recoup the losses that they suffered as a result?
What
no.
recourse do they have against the FDA's absurd, just incorrect decisions?
Nope. Because the government basically says whether or not you can – you know, sell food with their FDA, their FDA regulations, mm-hmm. and, you know, they just get to decide.
So what happened was, apparently after announcing the salmonella illnesses months ago, they then investigated a bunch of tomato farms and are now saying they don't think that it was tomatoes necessarily. Several illnesses among people that ate at restaurants have forced them to re-examine their initial assumptions. The CDC says they have led us to broaden the investigation to be sure it encompasses food items that are commonly consumed with tomatoes. So what does that mean? They're going to go after cheese and bread and dressing and who knows what else comes with tomatoes. All kinds of products are served with tomatoes.
Yes.
Texas has seen the most cases of salmonella, with more than 300 people sick. New Mexico and Illinois have had nearly 100 reports of illnesses.
I wonder how many tomatoes were destroyed in this. And what's that going to do to the tomato sauce industry? Because it requires a lot of tomatoes to make tomato sauce.
Yeah, that's the information I was trying to pull up here. I was hoping to find a story with a little bit more businessy detail as far as how much damage these tomato businesses have really taken. Says here, the food industry, here's another article from BaltimoreSun.com. After consumers across the country shunned tomatoes, because remember, it doesn't matter if the FDA is right. All that matters is the FDA says, look out,
and then
tomatoes!
The worry warts get all in a dither about this, and
right.
they won't eat the stuff.
Yep, and the news agencies...
I went out and bought some because you know, I figured tomato prices would be going down, so... You know.
Is it true? Or did they,
I don't know. I really don't pay attention, but we do have tomatoes in the house.
Well, so they put out this scary press release, and then all the media outlets parrot it as though, you know, tomatoes are going to kill you. Or your tomatoes are going to make you sick. But there are millions upon millions of people that eat tomatoes every single day, and there are only a few hundred cases of salmonella. That's not necessarily going to be the culprit here.
And it's, you're talking about a really small chance.
The salmonella outbreak here, according to BaltimoreSun.com, the admission of the mistake after consumers across the country shunned tomatoes and the food industry lost up to $250 million. That's what they're saying this costs, the food industry. So that would be the tomato growers and the distributors and the, you know, the end grocery stores that probably had to take their stock off the floor and throw it out.
Yeah.
Because when one of these FDA advisories comes down, it goes right to management, and management has to follow the advisory. That's the way things work.
If they don't, they'll be liable.
So there's a little bit more here from the ABC story. In the meantime, tomato farmers want a congressional investigation into the matter as the industry stands to lose hundreds of millions of dollars over the tomato scare. One of their spokesmen said, all of these people are losing money because of this blanket statement that tomatoes should not be consumed. The investigation, it said, will continue to focus on the entire production chain from farm to consumer. So no business will be left unmolested by the FDA and the CDC, apparently. According to the CDC, no deaths have been officially attributed to the salmonella outbreak, though a patient in Texas who recently died from cancer was also sick with salmonella at the time of his death. Symptoms of salmonella include diarrhea, fever, and abdominal cramps within 1 to 3 days of infection, and it typically lasts 4 to 7 days. Food safety experts are still advising people to limit the amount of tomatoes they eat and to stick to types of tomatoes that they have deemed as salmonella-free. Those they've concluded are safe include cherry and grape tomatoes, as well as tomatoes sold on the vine. That excludes a whole lot of damn tomatoes out there.
That's why the vine tomatoes were more expensive at the grocery store. I noticed that they generally are to some extent,
yeah.
But I noticed that, wow, those things are expensive.
It's kind of sad, though. People expect that the FDA is there keeping them safe, but clearly they have no idea what's going on.
Right.
I mean, just obviously, I mean,
they're
don't even
bumbling.
Know tomatoes. And
right.
This has been going on for how long now?
This, at least a month, I would. Maybe a few weeks, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, these bumbling idiots at the FDA have cost the tomato growers hundreds of millions of dollars, as well as the end, retailers.
Right. And the consumers. Believe me, any losses that they experience, if you expect to have tomatoes in the future, are going to be borne out by the consumer. All these things always trickle down.
And, the cost, yeah.
And what was the FDA's reason for pointing the finger at tomatoes? Did they just speculate based on a handful of cases?
They did.
Because it sounds like if they had actually done their homework from the start and been able to move fast enough, had they, say, been a private company that had a vested interest in how this turned out, they would have found that tomatoes may not necessarily be causing this from the get-go.
Right. A private company could make the mistake, but a private company would then be liable for mistake. And the government, you know, because they're not liable, is more likely to make a mistake because mistakes don't matter to them.
Right. The bureaucrats that made this decision, this completely arbitrary decision, for all we know, what they did was they asked the people that got sick, well, tell us what you had in the last, you know, 48 hours. I had a sandwich at Panera Bread yesterday, and what did it have on it? Oh, it had tomatoes. But what sandwich doesn't have tomatoes on it? And a significant percentage of sandwiches have tomatoes
right.
on them.
I mean, you know, when it comes to getting a sandwich, I generally forego the lettuce because, you know, it just...
it's filler.
It really is. It's crunchy water, and it has a tendency to fall off and take whatever, you know, dressing was on the sandwich with it, and it lands on your shirt. I almost always just get tomatoes, maybe some onions or something like that. So I get just tomatoes pretty much as far as vegetation.
So they brought a bunch of salmonella victims together or whatever. They interviewed them all and wrote down what they ate, and they said, oh, looks like a bunch of people had tomatoes. And I wonder how many of the 800 cases actually had tomatoes. Did they all have tomatoes?
I don't know.
And if so, why are you targeting the entire industry? You think that the tomato farm that has the salmonella is going to be somehow distributing tomatoes to every single restaurant location? I mean, they don't have a very good way of targeting these things because they're a bunch of inefficient, stupid bureaucrats. So they just, you know, scattershot, shoot the entire industry with a regulation that cripples the Tomato Association.
Well, it sounds that they're having a disproportionate number of cases in Texas. So it seems like, logically, they would work back from there. I don't know if that's what they're doing or not. But it just seems like tomatoes are a common enough food that they could have gotten pinned for it. And salmonella is something that happens to people every day, whether it's contaminated food or food just wasn't handled properly and something that exposed to, you know, undercooked chicken will give you salmonella.
And it sounds to me like it's something that you can get through. You'll live. You'll make it to see the next week if you get salmonella and you get yourself taken care of. So what's the big deal here? Are we missing something? Fill us in. Hour 3 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Wake up!